With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon says a man charged with trying to assassinate President Trump last year in South Florida can represent himself during his trial. Ryan Ruth, scheduled to stand trial in September, a year after prosecutors say a Secret Service agent thwarted his attempt to shoot the president as he was playing golf. Three police officers in Northeast Ohio were shot yesterday in an apparent ambush. Correspondent Jennifer King.
Acting Police Chief Michael Failing said two officers were at an undeveloped industrial park after purchasing a pizza and were set upon.
He had an arsenal of weapons with him. He was laying in wait and opened fire with multiple rounds.
A third officer responding to the call for help was seriously injured.
Suspect was shot on scene and was pronounced deceased.
Officials told reporters that a bomb squad was called in and found explosives in the suspect's vehicle. Audio courtesy WEWS News 5. I'm Jennifer King.
The Department of HHS has found patients are being taken for organ retrieval while still alive. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more in this report.
On Monday, the Department of Health and Human Services announced a major push to reform the U.S. organ procurement and transplantation system. The announcement was prompted by a Health Resources and Services Administration investigation that uncovered multiple examples of patients who were not dead when they were taken for organ procurement. The HRSA investigation revealed that out of 350 cases studied, 103 were found to have problems. They discovered 73 patients who were authorized for organ procurement despite having neurological signs incompatible with organ donation. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In business news, Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are in merger talks. This would create North America's largest railroad. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 198 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 73. This is SRN News. A pastor loses his job over pronouns. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in some states are taking aim at higher education, seeking to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho have increasingly focused on university governance, rules for who picks university presidents and boards, and how much control they exert over curriculums and faculty tenure. This is SRN News. Australia has lifted its long-standing ban on imports of American beef.
The ban on beef was one of the Trump administration's main grievances with Australia. The restrictions were mentioned by the White House when it imposed tariffs on Australia in April. The government in Canberra says a rigorous scientific review, not political pressure, is behind its decision to allow US beef imports to resume after more than 20 years. Officials insist they're satisfied the United States is effectively managing biological threats. However, opposition politicians believe Australia is caving into pressure from the U.S. president.
The BBC's Phil Mercer reporting from Sydney. Thai and Cambodian soldiers have clashed along their border. At least 11 people have died. The two countries have had long-standing border disputes. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.